Good morning. Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church, God's host, the host that he's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise him during this Christmas season. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. She was a very young girl when the angel Gabriel came to her. No one paid attention to her because she was not wealthy, not important. She was a simple peasant girl living in an insignificant village. And had she died, no one probably would have noticed except for one thing. God chose her to be the mother of the Savior of the world. I know you've noticed what has happened to the music to which we listened in the last few weeks. Just today, our choir special, our hymns that we sang at the various points in the service, it has changed because around this time of the year, we begin to hear the songs like, Come All You Faithful, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Joy to the World, Away in a Manger. And we realize that Christmas is getting closer and closer. And as we near the birthday of Christ, we too should feel a closeness or feel nearer to Jesus. And we could have a song in our hearts. You know, Mary had a song in her heart too. And it's found in our text today in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. It's entitled in most Bibles, Mary's Song. And I invite you to follow along as I read Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and the studying of his word. Mary had a song of praise, and the focus of Mary's praise was God Almighty. Seven times she uses the word he. Six times uses the word him, and uses throughout the song words like Lord and God and Savior. And let me share with you an interesting point regarding praising the Lord. When you are praising the Lord, you don't have time for a pity party. Because praise always moves us out of that realm of negativity into the positive. Because praise focuses on the positive. Listen again at verses 46 through 49 of our text. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Tell you, if anyone had a right to have a pity party, it was Mary, the mother of Jesus. Young, pregnant, single. Can you imagine the gossip? Can't you just hear the stories? Yet notice what Mary does. She doesn't sulk away and hide and stay inside all the time and never show her face and never associate with anyone in the community. She offers a song of praise to God Almighty. She knows she doesn't need to defend herself. She knows that she doesn't need to explain her situation. She knows she doesn't even need to understand her situation, because God is in control. Praise the Lord, there is no scandal, there is no shame, there is no fear. There is only praise from this young lady named Mary. Mary's song was one also of purpose. And if you study God's word, and I hope most of you have, all of you have hopefully, you realize that God does nothing without a purpose. Look at the verbs in verses 51 through 53. He performed mighty deeds with his arm. He scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. Performed mighty deeds, scattered the proud, brought down the rulers, lifted up the humble, and filled the hungry. These are actions of God. God is in the middle of the situation. God is in control. God has a purpose for what is happening every minute, every second, every nanosecond of every day. And this song is not about Mary, although she played a major, major role in this drama. The song is about God. God is breaking into the history of mankind. He is insinuating himself into a situation at a time when man needs it, when man cannot save himself from hell and damnation. God is there, and God's purpose will be fulfilled. His plan will come to pass. And whatever is occurring in your life, guess what? It's not about you. How often do we sit and dwell on ourselves and think it's, woe is me. It's about me. I don't have enough money. I don't have a good car. I don't have a new house. I don't have a place at the lake. It's about God desiring to break into our lives and to into our holidays, into our homes, and into our hearts. God has a purpose for us. He has a purpose for what we experience in our lives. He desires to be in the middle. God doesn't wish our problems to be the center of our life. He doesn't wish our situation to be the center of our life. He doesn't wish our circumstances to be the center of our life. He doesn't wish our family to be the center of our life. God wishes to be the center of our life. And the question this morning is, are we allowing God to be the center? When we look around at this holiday season, are we celebrating it in a manner that puts God in the center? Or has God come after Walmart and Target and Kohl's and all those Sam's Clubs and the Christmas trees and the fruitcakes and the pecan pies and the turkeys and the hams and the biscuits and the presents and the football games? And then does God come in? God wants to be in the center. And he needs to be in the center. And Mary's song was also a song, about getting things done. Remember in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, Dr. Luke states, "For nothing is impossible with God." She was a very young girl when the angel Gabriel came to her. No one paid much attention to her because she was not wealthy. She was not important. She was a simple girl from an insignificant village. And if she died, probably no one would have noticed except God had chosen her to be the mother of the Savior of the world. Mary's song was a song of promise. She mentions in verse 55 Abraham. And do you remember that God made a promise to Abraham? And it's found in Genesis 12, 2 and 3. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse you. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Do you know there are some things that God cannot do? Some actions He cannot perform. And one of these is God cannot lie. God is truth. And when God says through Abraham that all peoples on earth shall be blessed, they shall be blessed. And Jesus is a descendant of Abraham. And He is also the son of Mary. She was a young girl when the angel Gabriel came to her. No one noticed her. She was not wealthy, not important. She was a simple girl from an insignificant village. And had she died, probably no one would have cared, except God chose her to be the mother of the Savior of the world. And even though it's Christmas season, I want us to remember, if you don't have that reality in your face already, our problems don't disappear at Christmas. People still gossip about others behind their backs and make fun of them. And the poor and the homeless are still shunned and considered slackers and lazy. Our addictions and those of our loved ones still require us to battle them each and every day. Countries still war against countries, and people still kill their own people. And peace is but a dream built upon hope. Financial stability is a distant memory to most of us. Therefore, today we need to copy Mary. We need to have a song of praise in our heart, a song of promise, and a song of purpose. And we can have that song in our heart if we will ask Jesus to be the center of our life. Not the Christmas, not the presents, not the food, but Jesus to be the center of our life. We can have that song, and we can have eternal life. It's so simple. And if you have not put Jesus in the center of your life, but you have been touched by the Holy Spirit, and He is telling you to confess your sins and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to make that profession of faith public this morning. Come forward, we'll pray with you and rejoice with you and talk to you. If you wish to make a commitment to a membership through this body of believers, we'll talk about that too. But please, this year, right now, December the 6th, put Jesus at the center of your life. As we sing our hymn of invitation, hymn number 294, have thine.